This is F.M. Perry. I want to thank you for joining us in this program. The subject of today's program is Faith, Love, and Hope Working Together. In these programs, we are discussing how the God-given gifts of faith, love, and hope work together in our Christian lives to produce good works. In Paul's first letter to the Thessalonians, in chapter 1, verses 2 and 3, Paul refers in a single sentence to all three of God's gifts, faith, love, and hope. He said, "We give thanks to God for all of you, constantly bearing in mind your work of faith and labor of love and steadfastness of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ in the presence of our God and Father." Note that in these verses, Paul used a single word to describe each of the three gifts. To describe faith, he used the phrase work of faith, using the single word work to characterize faith. To describe love, he used the phrase labor of love, using the single word labor to characterize love. To describe hope, he used the phrase steadfastness of hope, using the single word steadfastness to characterize hope. Let us discuss these three phrases one by one and see what Paul has revealed about the real meaning of faith, love, and hope. What is Paul's meaning of the phrase work of faith? We must note that when Paul actually spoke these phrases, he used the Greek language of the first century. It may be important to know the full meaning of actual words Paul used. The word work is translated from a Greek word which means a business, or a trade, or a work. The phrase work of faith, then, is a figure of speech indicating that a Christian, in using his faith, is to be in the business of faith. In the phrase work or business of faith, the business is described in terms of its objective. The Christian's faith motivates his trade or business. In the business of faith, a Christian takes the objective of faith and uses it to motivate the business. The success of the business depends upon the Christian having a supply of faith and using it. The profit to be gained from this business is the accomplishment of God's purposes in the life of a Christian. Remember, in a previous program, we used the analogy of the voltage force in an electrical circuit to illustrate faith. In Paul's figure of speech, this work of faith is the motivating force or potential for a business. But faith is not the only prerequisite for the starting and running of this business. The business